You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Thank God you're here, Doctor.
You need some help.
Yeah, well, you've already had a slug out of my maple syrup.
You need some rhythm.
I pushed you into that.
Yeah.
I'm ready. What instrument do you bring? The world. I mean, firstly, the world is so big. So many different people, so many yeah. cultures, so many years honing itself into where it's a...
But this one today, it's a universal. It's a beloved universal favorite across cultures and time and genre. And this is the one I was worried that you wouldn't like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cowbell.
Yeah, you wanted it. Last week you heard us trumpeting, excuse the pun, the cowbell, and here it comes. Doctor.
Yeah, so it literally
Dr. Kirsten Zemke. A cowbell, the bell from the cow.
Yeah, except normal cowbells for cows have clangers. I didn't know what they were called inside.
They're simply called clangers, are they?
The Sarah, little things inside.
Sarah's got the sign
She's
language
doing
for it.
Visual.
Yep. All my sign language is amazing.
So, you know, the cows wear them, and apparently, when you let your cows go wander, it helps you identify them. So I guess what to... Oh, it's a C-sharp. That must be Dave's. I don't exactly know how that works.
Oh, that must be Utes.
So the ones we use for rock music or whatever is clangerless, and you hit it with a stick.
So it's the cowbell adapted.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you hit it with a stick, and they are often... You get a stand, and you put it on it. You know, we tend to imagine people holding it. But that's the least common.
This will come under, if you're sparking the magic baton, this would come under the percussion section.
Yes. Yeah, so you can have a stand, and sometimes people have three on the stand in between their timbales.
Oh, so you have different tones of cowbell.
You can if you want. Or for a classic rock, you'll just have your one. And
like a drum, different size, different sound.
Yep. Yes. And they are, I like this one, it's a single mouth rectangle opening, a truncated pyramid with a rectangle base.
Isn't that always the case?
The truncated pyramid is more complex than it seems. So much in this. But a rectangle base pyramid. Yeah. So, and I guess I always pictured them copper. You know, she sort of picture them red, but apparently...
What, really?
Didn't you picture them sort of reddy?
Is this your first time laying eyes on a cowbell?
Goldie?
No!
Gold. Oh,
like, no, I guess
brass.
I pictured...
It's not brass.
Really? I sort
it's
of pictured
brass.
Like... But I guess they're mostly right. sheet metal. I just didn't picture them silver.
The tone
cast iron, aren't they?
They're sheet metal, apparently.
Yeah.
But I pictured them sort of, like old copper. You know, really romantic.
Oh, okay.
Like straight from a hipster wedding.
Like,
yeah, like a
Sound of
like
Music
steampunk.
Kind of cowbell.
Yeah. So the first track we're going to play is a classic cowbell song.
Right.
You know, one of the iconic ones. We're going to play...
Let's just go down with a free ball and a spank. Hit it! Ah!
Oh, he's the best in the whole universe, isn't he?
Timber pink.
I'll let you introduce the artist.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Wait a minute.
Jimmy Brown. So you can hear it up top there.
So
they've obviously got a couple of them. Two. It also sounds a little bit like you put the stick inside and going in between the edges.
Well, you can do that. So it's very awkward, though. And you don't get the sound doesn't travel as well live.
Because you can hit them with the tip or with the shaft of the stick. Walk around and And you can hit it on the edge or the side. If you've just joined us, we're talking about cowbells.
Take me up.
So you can hear it's playing a repeated pattern.
Very, quite a way back in the mix there, you know?
Which, yeah. But it just carries that high top. Yeah. It's like higher than the hi-hat, so it's like you want something higher. And this is a very sort of African aesthetic thing, is to have that little, it's called an ostinato, this little repeated pattern again and again and again. That's what kind of... hypnotizes you and
I love it. Yeah.
And sends you, with a 20-minute, mix sometime.
All right. Should we pry ourselves away from the sweetie Mr. Brown?
I love you,
James Brown. I love you, brother.
Loves you too.
Loves you. Come on.
Loves you. This is famous. So it's for the opening.
It's even got Tonk in the title.
It does have Tonk in the title. You're right, Sarah.
So this is your namesake, eh? Mick?
I'm Mikey, just so you know. It's amazing after 18 years, slash 20 years, slash probably more, that people still get it, Mick. So, no, it's Mickey.
Oh, people Mickey. Call you Mick. That's the Irish version, right?
Australians call me Mick. Anyway, but let's talk cowbell, because where is it there?
Yeah, it's a deeper one, isn't it?
Bonk, 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 instead of and bink, it's, bink, bink.
And it's just jamming away in the background. But it gives it that clangy kind of country feel, isn't it? It's funny, it didn't do that with James Brown. But here, it makes it feel country, you know? Yeah.
I guess the guitar riff. Sorry. Sarah, say it again.
The James Brown track had kind of two different tones of cowbell, whereas this one's just like drunkard on a step keeping time.
I know, but it's amazing how interesting it still be. It's playing one tone.
If you see, oftentimes a singer or some other member of the group will jump and just hold that cowbell in their palm and just whack it.
That's right. So live, it's spectacular.
Whack it.
And, probably most of you know, but some of you don't, there's a Saturday Night Live sketch about more cowbell.
Yeah. And that, what's the song they're doing?
Blue Oyster Cult.
That's right. Don't Fear the Reaper.
And it's funny because it's about jam that cowbell, jam it. And it's funny, you can jam it as hard as you want. It's not going to make a huge difference, but the intensity. But what's funny is everything I read about cowbell mentioned that. It's like the high point of its history.
It was a joke, but it actually brought the cowbell to the front of the orchestra at last.
Yeah, I would have thought legit cowbell people would have passed it off as a mere television. You know,
you talked about there being a hurdy-gurdy crowd playing recently. Last week, what were we talking about?
We had Steel Pan Society.
The Steel Pan Society. You know, yeah. Is there seriously a cowbell get together group?
Kirsten and I were emailing, and I found that the internet had an official cowbell. Database.
But get together people in a room.
It's got a good forum.
No, because you tend to not have that as your sole instrument.
True.
it tends to be an on top. But yeah, like Sarah said, so there's people that create databases sort of extracting it. Like, where is it? What song's it in? Sort of. But yeah, it's not like, here's the best player or here's the society.
They make Spotify playlists. It's quite beautiful. You have Spotify playlists of 20 songs saying the best metal cowbell.
Or best metal
Or the best cowbell to take on the road. Best cowbell to have on a boat.
I just can't trust bloody Spotify anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know. I actually heard that interview that you did.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. All right, so our final track?
Our final one. So this is sort of a weird, different one. This is... Yeah. Quite intense.
Yes.
It's Talking Heads.
Sometimes the cowbell, I know the bands I played in with the cowbell sits above the hi-hat.
It's
up there, so maybe it sort of sounds like maybe that's what's going on here.
And then it's quite fast and intense. It feels like it's pulling the strings. Iterative.
See, it's right up there. It's tinkling along nice and promptly there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great sound. And so they put it on drum machines now. So, you know, you gotta look out for your real cowbell. Not the digitized sample. You want the real.
Yeah.
There's definitely one last night.
See, there
features,
you go.
Features quite prominently in the opening of the Queens of the Stone Age track, and it was a good, solid tonk.
Well, they really whacked it, eh?
It's a good opening.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you, here's as often Motley Crue just take regular music and play it really basically. And that's what I kind of love about them. I'll play you a little bit of a cowbell there, which really just gives it the cowbell full frontal nude.
Full frontal. Yeah.
There's your hi-hat. You ready? Here it comes. Yeah! Boom! Awesome. Right, oh, great
the,
song, too.
The peak. Yeah, the pinnacle, boom, boom. The high point of the song. You wait the whole song for that drop, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
That
yeah.
was the one. That was the one.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. One of my favorite Motley Crue songs.
Reminds
well.
You of, you know, Heidi on the farm in Austria. It just takes you right there, right in the middle of the song. Right,
yeah. I think somebody gave me an ornamental cowbell once. I don't know if that was an insult.
Because they wanted to know where you were.
Yeah.
At all times.
They sort of put it on your keys.
Apparently they're big at sports events. I don't know if that's a New Zealand thing. I don't think I've seen that. Sports events and races. But just like a noisemaker to take with you. But
better or worse than a vuvuzela.
But
let's maybe not do vuvuzela.
Can we do vuvuzela?
I have one.
I've got two. We've picked two of them. Let's go.
We'll do a duet.
Here's another good metal cowbell.
Oh, that's your incessant yeah. Blue Oyster Cult one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you just write the sheet music, hey? It's just one.
It's like a click track, but with a cowbell.
Yeah, yeah, but it just sets you on that one. It just brings the whole band on.
How much are we talking to buy ourselves a cowbell? Not much, eh?
Yeah, no, they're not that much. I suppose though, you'd want to get top quality though, right? You know?
Would you though?
Better in the field.
If you're starting out though, you want to get the...
Well, maybe you'd have to go by genre. You know, do you want it to stick out like that? You just have to compete with the band? Or do you want it like the James Brown just sort of, you know, tinkling in the background? Yeah. Or do you want it... Like what you just played, like cutting through everything.
Oh, goodness gracious me, I don't even know. Woo! Love the cowbell. I love the cowbell. I kind of wish I had one. I don't have one.
I know.
If I had one, it might be the end of my relationship.
We should have a budget for the show where we get the instrument.
I have a few instruments which are potential relationship destructors.
Yeah, I think cowbell would be one. It doesn't sound good on its own. I have a feeling
Vuvuzela is definitely one.
It's a communal. You know, you got to share it. It's got to be with. But it sounds great.
But you know, the thing is, I've in a group setting. If you've got a cowbell and and you really the genius of cowbell is when not to play it. You can't, you know, the minute everyone just starts up, it gets a riff going, you just want to go, don't just want to go, like a seal.
Yeah.
You want to just keep it down as maybe just, you know, hoe down it up for the chorus and then bring it back.
It's the Zen of the cowbell, isn't it? Its absence is as powerful as its presence.
That is learning to play the instrument, isn't it? Isn't it? Dr. Kirsten Zemke, thank you very much for coming
in
again.
Namaste.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful tone for the weekend.
Okay, that's right.
This segment, Travelling Tunes. We'll see you again next week.
Okay. It's even nerdier. The dulcimer.
Oh, the dulcimer. About time. It's about time for the dulcimer. It's just a long time coming.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.